In his book entitled Church, Why Bother? Phil Piancy writes about a discussion that he had with an alcoholic who attended Alcoholics Anonymous on a weekly basis.
在 Phil Piancy 的一本书里面，他提到了他与一个酗酒汉在这个酗酒戒酒中心里面的一段故事。
Yancy asked his friend to name the one thing that he experienced at Alcoholics Anonymous that he did not experience at his local church.
Yancy 问了这位酒汉说，他在戒酒中心所经历到的，而他在教会没有经历到的事有哪些呢？
The man replied, dependency.
这人就回答了，就是互相担当。
We really need each other.
我们彼此互相需要。
He went on to explain, most church people give off a self-satisfied air of piety or superiority.
他接着解释说，在教会里，人经常是借着一些外表看起来很敬虔的方式与行为去做事。
I don't sense that they lean on God or that they lean on others.
却没有特别感受到他们在依靠神，或者是在人个人之间互相帮助。
Their lives appear to be in order.
他们的生命好像似乎非常的有规律。
An alcoholic who goes to church feels inferior and incomplete.
一个酗酒汉到教会所感受到的只是自己的不足，还有自己的不完全。
It's a funny thing. What I hate about myself, my alcoholism, was the one thing God used to bring me back to Him.
有趣的是，我最痛恨我自己的这个酒瘾，却是神借着它让我回到他身边的一个器具。
Because of it, I know that I can't survive without God.
因为我的酒瘾，我知道我没有神就无法存活下去。
I have to depend on Him to make it through each and every day.
因为我有酒瘾，所以我必须每天依靠神才能够过下去。
Maybe that's the redeeming value of alcoholism.
也许这反而就是酒瘾本身它的救赎的价值。
Maybe God is calling us alcoholics to teach the saints what it means to be dependent on Him and on His community on earth.
尤其神是借着我们这些醉酒酒瘾的人来教导那些所谓的圣徒们什么叫做倚靠神。
This dependency on one another is something that was actually stressed from the very inception of Alcoholics Anonymous.
其实在互相担当彼此的 这件事情上是在醉酒中心里面特别注重的一点。
Its founder Bill Wilson on his own had stayed sober for 6 months.
醉酒中心的这个创始人 Bill Wilson, 他曾经有 不喝酒 六个月时间没喝酒。
But then on a trip out of town, a business deal fell through.
可是在一次的这个行程当中却差一点又去喝酒了。
As he walked back to his hotel, he heard the familiar sounds of laughter and of ice tinkling and a glasses in a nearby bar.
那天他要走回他的酒店路上，听到了那熟悉的声音，也就是酒吧里面人们在欢乐的声音。
And he thought to himself, "Man, I need a drink."
他就想，哇，我真的是还需要一杯呀。
But then a brand new thought came to him.
但是突然有个想法。
He thought to himself, "No.I don't need alcohol. I need an alcoholic."
这个想法是 no, 不，我不需要一杯酒，我需要的是另外一个酒鬼。
So instead of walking to the bar, he walked to a payphone and he called Dr. Bob Smith, who later became Alcoholics Anonymous's co-founder.
所以他就走到一个电话亭，打电话给一位医生叫 Bob。这位医生也就是后来在成为戒酒中心的一个医生。
And one alcoholic helped the other alcoholic from falling prey to alcohol.
也就是一个酒鬼可以告诉另外一个酒鬼不要再继续喝酒，就这样一连串的担当彼此。
Is that what you do when you're tempted to sin?
你如果想要犯罪的时候，这是你所做的吗？
Do you think to yourself, I don't need to sin. I need a sinner.
你会不会想说，我不要再犯罪了，我需要的是另外一个罪人。
That's what the church is supposed to offer.
这是教会应该要有的。
Church should be a community of sinners who depend upon each other not to sin.
教会应该是由一群帮助彼此不要犯罪的罪人所组成的。
We should be sinners who help other sinners not to sin.
我们应该是一群帮助其他罪人不要犯罪的罪人。
I think that happens to a certain extent at First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church.
在我们教会某种程度上确实是如此。
Some of us have experienced both unconditional love and tough love.
我们之中有人经历过了无条件的爱，却有人经历过了，很非常非常刻薄的爱。
Some of us belong to small groups where people love us just the way they are, way we are, but also challenge us to become everything that God wants us to be.
有些人在我们团契当中，这些人他们这些人他们OK， 这些人他们神说就是这些人。So can you say again? I just forgot.
Oh. Some of us belong to small groups where people love us just the way we are, but also love us too much to let us stay the way that we are.
在我们团契当中，有一些人我们彼此相爱，但是我们却也不会把他们所有的行为都全部的容忍。
And yet, many of us have to settle for superficial relationships within the church community.
可是我们当中在教会里面却经常接受的只是一个很层面很浅的爱。
We come to church acting like everything is okay, but deep down inside, not everything is okay.
我们来到教会好像一切事情都是很好的，其实我们内心知道很多事不好。
We're struggling with sin.
我们为着罪在争斗。
We've argued with members in our family.
我们在家中有争吵。
We struggle with anger and lust and addictions.
我们有暴躁，有邪欲，有上瘾。
But instead of seeking help, we keep it inside because we don't want to lose face.
但来到教会中，我们不是寻求帮助，因为我们怕失去面子。
And we sense that our brothers and sisters are probably struggling with sin also.But we don't do anything because we don't want to invade their privacy.
有时我们感到弟兄姐妹似乎也为着某些罪在困扰，可是我们却不帮助他们面对，因为我们总觉得那是他们的私事。
So how can we become a church that draws sinners rather than repels sinners?
我们要如何成为一个吸引罪人来的教会，而不是排挤罪人走的教会呢？
How can we become a church where sinners know that they can find the help that they need rather than a church where sinners avoid because they feel like they're going to be condemned?
我们教会是否能成为一个罪人愿意来接受帮助的教会，还是一个罪人看到就觉得他们根本不配就要远走的教会呢？
How can we become a church where sinners help sinners not to sin?
我们要如何成为一群帮助其他罪人不要犯罪的罪人的教会。
The answer can be found in Galatians chapter 5 verse 26 through 6 chapter 6 verse 5.
我们能够从加拉太书六章一到五节里面看到。
In this passage, the Apostle Paul tells us four things that we need to do to help our church become a community where sinners help sinners not to sin.
在这里，保罗告诉我们四个我们可以做的事情，让我们教会成为一群罪人帮助其他罪人不要犯罪的。
As we study this passage, ask yourselves questions like, "How well am I obeying these commandments?"
当我们在读这些经节的时候，请扪心自问：我已经做到了吗
？And what does God want me to do to help our church community become more transparent and less superficial?
那神要如何帮助我，让我们的教会成为更透明的，而不是更肤浅的？
The first thing that the Apostle Paul tells us to do is found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 26, where he says, Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying one another.
我们可以从加拉太书五章二十六节看到说，不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
If we want to become a community where sinners help sinners, the first thing that we need to do is become less impressed with ourselves.
要成为罪人帮助罪人的一个团体，第一件事就是要我们不要太自大。
The word conceited literally means vainglorious.
英文里的 conceited 的意思就是自大。
Can mean two different things.
它其实可以有两个不同的解释。
First of all, it can mean to be eager for glory that is actually empty.
第一个就是为着那其实是空虚的事情觉得自满。
Apostle Paul might be saying, "Don't be so eager for the admiration of other people, because once you receive it, you'll find out that it actually leaves you with an empty feeling inside."
保罗似乎是说，不要强去追求别人对你的这个夸赞或者是称颂，因为到最后你会发现那只是很空虚的东西。
Or vainglorious could mean glorying without reason.
那conceited 自大也有可能是指的就是说你为一个你根本没有的事情去觉得自大自满。
The Apostle Paul probably means that since in chapter 6 verse 4 he writes, "If anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself."
因为保罗说了人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺了。
So the Apostle Paul is saying, you do not have any reason to be impressed with yourself.
保罗是说，你根本没有任何原因让你觉得自满。
And the Apostle Paul tells us why we shouldn't be impressed with ourselves in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, where he asks a couple of rhetorical questions.
保罗说，为什么我们不能觉得这些我们不能觉得自满呢？我们可以从哥林多前书三章七节看到。
What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did not receive it, why do you boast as though you did not?
四章七节 ，OK。你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？
In other words, since we received everything from God, it's foolish for us to boast about anything.
换句话说，既然我们所有都是从神来的，我们还要因此觉得自满是愚蠢的。
Imagine that you meet a beggar in New York City's Times Square that is dressed up in smelly, dirty, torn up clothes.
你今天想象你在纽约市里面看到街角的一个乞丐，很脏很臭，衣服破烂。
You feel sorry for the guy, so you take him to Macy's Fifth Avenue, and you spend a few hundred dollars on a new shirt, a suit, shoes, everything.
你动了怜悯之心，就带着这个乞丐到最棒的第五大道的地方，花好几百块美金为他买好的衣服。
He walks out of Macy's looking like a model out of Gentleman's Quarterly.
那个乞丐从百货公司出来，看起来就像是名模中的名模。
And then one of his old friends walks up to him and says, "Hey, Mac, where'd you get those fancy clothes?"
那这乞丐之前的有另一个乞丐朋友看到他说，哎，你的这个好看的衣服从哪来的？
The beggar replies, "I earned it with my own money."
乞丐说，我是用自己辛苦赚来的钱买的。
Get away from me! I don't associate with you type of people anymore.
离我远一点，我不跟你们这种脏的乞丐在一起了。
How would you feel?
如果是这样，你会如何觉得？
In the same way, God is grieved when we glory over others for the things that He graciously gave us instead of giving Him the glory.
同样的，当我们为着自己不配得的事情，没有，当我们为着自己不是自己的能力得到的事情去自大自满的时候，神的心也是忧伤的。
What impresses you about yourself?
你有任何原因觉得你自己哪些地方很棒吗？
Is it your intelligence?
是你的智商吗？
God gave you the right genetics.
那是因为，可是是神给你了好的基因。
Is it your work ethic?
是你的工作道德吗？
God gave you the parents who instilled that work ethic in you.
那是神给你一个好的父母教导你要这样子。
Is it your moral purity?
是你的道德纯净吗？
God gave you the Holy Spirit to...empower you to live that life.
是神赐给你圣灵，让你在生命里面可以活出这般。
Instead of being impressed with ourselves, we should be impressed with God's grace to us.
所以，请停止自满了。我们其实要真正满足的是神的恩典。
The spirit of vainglory in the church keeps the church community from dealing openly and transparency with others.
因为一个自满的态度会让一个教会里面的人无法活出一个透明的生活。
Instead, verse 26 indicates that This self-glory will result in people provoking others to sin and causing others people to be envious of those who have a better image.
因为在二十六节提醒了我们，如果我们只是追求自己的自满自大的话，我们就会造成更多的人的去犯罪，也会造成彼此嫉妒，彼此生怒气。
So what's the cure for vain glory?
那么是自大的这个解药是什么？
Take a look a few verses down the page at Galatians chapter 6 verse 14.
我们来看看加拉太书六章十四节。
The Apostle Paul writes, "May I never boast in except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world."
但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架，因这十字架就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上。
If we survey the wondrous cross on which the Lord Jesus died for our sins, our greatest achievements pale in comparison.And the unreasonableness of our self-glory becomes obvious.
我们最大的成就，在耶稣基督死在十字架上比起，简直是小巫见大巫。而我们夸大自己的好行为的这个态度，也真是就显得非常的愚蠢可笑。
Galatians 6:1, Paul tells us the second thing that we should do to help the church become a community where sinners help sinners not to sin.
那在六章一节，保罗又提醒我们另外的方式，让我们做着可以，让我们做了就可以帮助我们成为一个教会里面罪人帮助其他罪人的教会。
Brothers, if somebody's caught in sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently, but watch yourself, or you also may be tempted.
弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被诱惑。
What do you do when you see a Christian brother or sister caught in some lifestyle sin?
当你看到一位弟兄或姐妹在生活里面有一些罪的时候，你的反应是如何？
For example, what do you do when you see somebody causing dissension within the church?
比如说，你如果看到一个人在教会造成各样纷争时，你会如何做？
Or what do you do when you know that somebody is involved in heterosexual or homosexual immorality?
或是你看到一些弟兄姐妹在同性或异性的性行为上面不检点时，会如何呢？
Well, there are three ways that we could respond to this, to their sin.
有三个选择。
First, most of us simply ignore the sin.
第一个，不管。
We look at this sinful behavior as their own private business, and so we don't want to get involved.
就说是他们的私事，跟我们无关，不管。
Well, secondly, we could actually.Affirm their sin.
第二，我们去肯定他们的这个罪行。
To the brother who's causing dissension, we can let him just vent out his frustration and say like, I can understand the way that you feel.
看到一位弟兄在教会引起争执，我们就顺着他释放他的怒气，也告诉他说，我其实可以了解你心里的怒气。
To the sister who's involved in sexual immorality, we could tell her.It's okay to be in that relationship just as long as she really loves her lover.
看到姐妹性行为如果有不检点时，可以说，其实只要你对这个人是真感情、真爱他，都无所谓的啦。
To ignore the sin or to affirm the sin, it seems like in our tolerant society, like the loving thing to do.
不管是选择一或选择二，都似乎是一个有爱的人所该做的东西。
But actually, it's a very cruel thing to do.
但其实那是一个不是爱，是很残酷的事情去做。
Because sin is always self-destructive.
因为犯罪是有自毁性的。
To allow, and to condone sin allows the sin to destroy the sinner.
你今天选择了一或选择二，事实上你就是在让这个罪行去毁灭了你的这位弟兄或姐妹。
Like a surgeon hates cancer in his patients, we should hate the sin that we see in our friends.
就好像手术师很痛恨癌细胞，我们也应该要痛恨罪。
In contrast to the first two responses to sin, the opposite extreme is to condemn the sinner.
有别于选择一和二，我们其实应该去指责那个罪人。
We can hate the sin so much that we end up hating the sinner.
但是我们 我们如果痛恨那个罪，痛恨到一定程度，就会连那个罪人也恨。
And then we self-righteously rebuke him for his sins.
那我们又会用自以为公义的态度去对待这位罪人了。
But instead of ignoring or affirming the sin, or instead of condemning the sinner, Paul tells us that we should restore the sinner.
我们其实不应该指责罪人。保罗教导我们，我们应该要挽回那位罪人。
The word restore was a medical term used in secular Greek for setting a fractured bone.
挽回这个词在古原文里面，希腊文里面是指把破碎的骨头缝合好。
In other words, sin fractures a person's life and it fractures a person's community.
就是说罪把人还有他的团体破碎掉。
So we want to help our church become a community where sinners help sinners not to sin. We not only need to stop being impressed with ourselves, but we also need to take the initiative in restoring sinners to spiritual health.
所以如果我们要成为一个教会，罪人帮助其他罪人的教会，我们就要停止对自己感到自满，而是要开始帮助彼此，让我们能够在属灵里面重新得到健康。
This is one of my least favorite things to do as a Christian.
其实这是一个我最不想要做的，身为基督徒最不想要做的事情。
I'm afraid of offending the sinner.
我不想要去面对这位罪人。
I'm afraid that he might not like me if I confront him.
我怕我说一说他就不喜欢我了。
But sometimes we need to love somebody so much that we're willing to risk our friendship in order to help them.
但是有的时候我们爱一位朋友会爱到说我们宁可跟他有争执，让他不再把我们当朋友，我们也要去帮助纠正他。
But in the process of restoring them, we need to make sure that we do not do more harm than good.
只是在挽回他的这个过程中，我们要保证不要造成的破坏大过于我们造成的修补。
So the Apostle Paul gives us two pieces of advice about how we can effectively restore the sinner.
所以保罗给我们两个有用的建议，让我们能够更有效的去挽回一位罪人。
First of all, he tells us that we need to be spiritual.
第一个，我们必须要在属灵里。
In other words, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
就是要被圣灵充满。
So before you try to restore a sinner to the community and to the Lord,Make sure that you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以在你试图去挽回教会里面或其他地方的罪人时，请先保证你自己是被圣灵充满的。
And then the Holy Spirit can empower you and he can counsel you so that you can give wise advice to this sinner.
那圣灵就会带领你，让你知道如何做，也如何劝导这位罪人。
Secondly, we need to be gentle when we restore the sinner.
第二个建议是我们必须要对待这个罪人非常的这个体贴温柔。
Just as a doctor needs good bedside manner when restoring a fractured bone, we need good bedside manner when we are restoring a fractured sinner.
一个医生在缝制这个破碎骨头的时候是很温柔的对待病人，同样的我们也应该很温柔的对待一个罪人。
When a person confronts me and he has a spirit of anger, my natural tendency is to respond with defensiveness and an unwillingness to change.
当一个人借着怒气来对我冲突的时候，我很自然的第一反应就是很自卫防备性的来与他面对面。
But if a person confronts me with a tear in his eye and with a willingness to try to understand my point of view, then my heart melts and I'm receptive to his concerns and I'm willing to change.
但是当一个人是以眼泪面对我，甚至他非常的来说他在乎我的感受的时候，我就愿意脱下我所有的防备来真心的与他交流。
In Galatians 6:2, the Apostle Paul tells us the third thing that we need to do in order to become a community where sinners help sinners, not to sin.
保罗在六章二节又提醒我们了，要如何才可以让我们成为一个罪人帮助罪人不要犯罪的教会。
Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ.
你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
If you want to help our community become a place where sinners help sinners not to sin, then you need to make a commitment to lend a helping hand instead of an accusing finger.
所以你如果要帮助我们教会成为罪人，帮助其他罪人不要犯罪的教会，你就必须时时的去伸出手帮助人，而不是伸出手指指责他人。
It's a lot easier to tell people what they're doing wrong than to help them on their way.
当然，指责人比伸手帮助人来得容易多了。
But unless a sinner gets some help, it's very unlikely that he will overcome his problems.
可是，除非这位罪人他得到了我们伸手的帮助的话，这位罪人是很难得到挽回的。
What are some ways that you can lend a helping hand to a sinner who needs to be restored?
有什么样的方式你可以伸出帮忙的手去帮助罪人挽回呢？
We often say if you can't do anything else, you can at least pray.
经常我们说你什么都不能做，至少你可以在家祷告。
But prayer should not be our last resort. Prayer should be our first resort.
但是祷告不应该是我们的最后的应对方式，而是应该我们第一个最重要的应对方式。
And everything else that we do should be bathed in prayer.
我们所做其他东西都应建立在祷告上。
Another way that we can lend a helping hand is to hold that recovering sinner accountable.
另外一个伸出帮忙的手的方式就是能够经常的来管那位罪人。
We should help the sinner help set up goals for himself and then ask him on a regular basis how he's doing.
我们应该经常与那位犯罪的人见面，经常关怀地说你最近如何。
Lending a helping hand might require even greater sacrifice on your part.
伸出帮忙的手意味着你甚至要做出更大的牺牲。
Or imagine an unmarried young couple that's living together.
想象一对还未婚的人同居。
But then they realize that they should have waited until marriage to do this.
但他们突然想到他们应该等到结婚才如此做。
However, economically, it's difficult for them to do this.
但是经济上他们却分开却是有困难的。
Lending a helping hand might mean that you actually allow them to stay in your guest room over an extended period of time until they find another housing option.
那在这个时候你要帮助他，也许你就是把他们接到你家中的客房住很长一段时间。
Obviously, I don't have time to list all the ways to lend a helping hand to a recovering sinner.
今天我无法把所有可以帮助别人的方式都一一列出。
But the important thing is to be sensitive to the sinner's need and for the community or Christians to do what they can to help that person.
但重点是体贴那些犯罪的人的需要，而身为基督的团体，我们来帮助他们。
In Galatians 6 verses 3 to 5,Paul tells us the fourth thing we should do to help our church become a community where sinners help sinners.
加拉太书六章三到五节又教导我们要如何让我们教会成为罪人帮助其他罪人不要犯罪的教会。
If anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Each one should test his own actions. Then he can take pride in himself without comparing himself to someone else. For each one should carry his own load.
个人应当查验自己的行为，这样他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人了。因为个人必担当自己的担子。
Verse 5, Paul tells us that we should carry our own load.
在第五节，保罗说我们必须担当自己的担子。
But in verse 2, he tells us that we should carry each other's burdens.
但第二节又说你们要彼此担当彼此的担子。
So which is it? Should we carry each other's burdens or should we carry our own load?
那到底是如何？我们要担当自己的担子还是彼此的担子呢？
The answer is yes.
答案是对。
We should do both.
我们两个都必须做。
In verse 2, the Greek word for burden means a heavy burden, more than a man could carry by himself.
在第二节里面，这个重担在原文里面就是指的是一个特别强调的是个重这个字，就是说一个东西一个人无法没有力气去举起来的。
But in verse 5, the word for load is a common term for a man's pack.
但是在 第五节里面的担子原文里面其实指一个比较不那么重人人都可以举起的
Physically it's the difference between asking somebody to help you move your furniture to your new house and asking someone to carry your backpack for you to school
那个差别就在于你今天要请一个人帮忙搬一个很大的家具或是搬一个普通的这个书包
In the first case you definitely need the help becauseYou can't do it on your own.
这第一个例子，你显然需要人帮忙，可是因为你自己一个人无法搬。
The second case, unless you're physically impaired, you're probably being lazy if you're not willing to carry your own backpack to school.
在第二个例子，一般来说，你应该，如果你不想搬，那表示你很懒，绝对不是你没有力气。
The same way, when we are recovering from sinful addictions, we should ask people for help.But we shouldn't blame others if we give in to sin.
同样的，当我们看到其他的人犯罪时，我们应该伸手帮助帮忙，但是我们不应该指责别人说，哎，你怎么犯罪哦？
Instead, if we want to help our church become a community where sinners help sinners not to sin, we need to take responsibility for our own actions.
我们要成为一个罪人帮助其他罪人不要犯罪的教会，我们必须要先对自己的行为有负责。
We can ask other people to help us, to hold us accountable, but they can't force us not to sin.
我们可以请别人帮助我们不要犯罪，但他们无法强迫我们不要犯罪。
We need to choose not to sin.
我们必须选择不要犯罪。
If you're having problems waking up early enough on Sunday mornings, your friend can give you a wake-up call.
举例来说，你星期日早上起不来，你可以让一个朋友打电话叫你起来。
But you need to choose to get out of bed.
但是你最终还是要选择从床上起来。
So if we want to help First Ithaca Chinese Church to become a community where sinners help sinners not to sin, each of us should do these four things.
所以我们要帮助我们教会成为一个罪人，帮助其他罪人不要犯罪的教会时，我们每个人都必须做到以下四件。
First, we should become less impressed with ourselves.
第一，不要再自大自满。
Secondly, we should take the initiative in restoring sinners to spiritual health.
第二，主动去帮助罪人挽回他们。
Third, we should give sinners a helping hand.
第三，给那些罪人一个帮忙的手。
And fourthly, we should take responsibilities for our own actions.
第四，我们对自己的行为也要有负责。
Now, if your only interaction with people in church is sitting beside them during worship service in your pew,You won't help our church become a community that's helping sinners, help sinners not to sin.
如果你在教会的行为只停留在组织聚会时坐在这个椅子上面唱歌的话，你就完全无法帮助我们教会成为一个罪人，帮助其他罪人不要犯罪的教会。
Instead, you're basically a face in the crowd.
你就只是在众人面前做作。
And that's why it's so important to join a small group.Where mutual love and accountability takes place.
这为什么参加团契彼此相爱、彼此互相担当是多么重要
？It might be a prayer group, it might be a discussion group, or it might even be a mission trip group.
也是一个祷告团契、查经团契，或甚至是一个这个传福音团契。
Perhaps you're thinking, I don't need any help from other Christians.
或也许你在想，我根本不需要得到其他基督徒的帮助。
I don't need a small group where mutual love and accountability takes place.
我不需要什么团契，什么彼此互相担当这些。
I can overcome sin on my own.
我自己就能够克服罪了。
My first reaction is that this belief is rather self-centered.
我想说的是，这样的想法好像确实蛮自我中心的。
Let's just assume for a moment that you don't need others.
好，假设你真的不需要其他人。
Others need you.
那么其他人也需要你啊。
God has designed you with a certain personality, abilities, and experiences that you have that nobody else in this church has. And if you're not doing involved in a small group,Where you're helping other sinners not to sin, that there's going to be someone that's not going to overcome their sins.
那神赐给你这些独特的能力或经验， 那这些可能是其他教会的人所没有的。那你不用这些能力今天去帮助别人的时候，那你就无法去挽回了教会里面的某些人了。
Part of the reason why First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church may not be fulfilling its potential is because you're not fulfilling your responsibility.
如果你认为我们教会还没有得到最大的这个潜力，那可能你自己还没有付出更多的能力。
But even more importantly, the New Testament has close to 60 reciprocal one another commandments. Commandments like love one another, serve one another, and admonish one another.
在新约里面将近有60处说到要彼此对待，比如说彼此服侍、彼此相爱等等。
You can't love one another by yourself.
你如果自己独来独往，你无法彼此相爱的。
There has to be an other.
你必须最少有另外一个人。
So, if you are not in a relationship where you are fulfilling these commandments, then you're actually living in disobedience to God's commands.
所以你目前如果没有活在这样彼此担当的这个状态下的话，其实你事实上是违反了耶稣基督的诫命。
So this summer, join a small group in our church or in the local church where you're spending this summer where you can live out the one another commands.
我邀请你这个暑假，不论你在哪，都去参加一个团契，好让你能够把这个诫命保守住。
Or perhaps you're thinking, well, I've been in a First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church sponsored small group, but I don't feel like much mutual love and accountability is taking place.
又或者你说，我在这间教会的团契已经很久了，可是我却并不觉得有特别什么互相爱的这东西在里面。
I actually feel like the relationships are pretty superficial, and so I'm thinking about dropping out.
我反而觉得我们之间的爱好肤浅，我好想赶快不要参加了。
But you can either be part of the problem or part of the solution.
但是你可以选择成为问题中的一部分，或是解答中的一部分。
If the problem is that mutual love and accountability doesn't take place, when you drop out, are you actually being part of the solution?
如果你们团契里你觉得没有彼此相爱，那么你离开他们的这个行为，你认为会帮助吗？
But if you meet with the leader of your small group and give him or her some advice about how the group can be a community where sinners help sinners not to sin, you can be part of the solution.
或者你可以去跟领导团契领导谈谈，温柔的说要如何做，也许你就可以帮助这些团契重新得到彼此相爱的。
We're all sinners.
我们全都是罪人。
But we do not need to sin.
可是我们不需要再去犯罪了。
Instead, we need sinners to help us overcome our sins.
我们需要其他罪人帮助我们自己战胜自己的罪。
So please join with me to help our church become the community where sinners help sinners not to sin.
我邀请你与我一起帮助我们教会，我们的这个城市成为一个罪人帮助其他罪人不要犯罪的教会。